the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer says New Jerseyans should not have to pay for the MTA's mismanagement, vowing to fight its congestion pricing plan that will charge drivers $9 to enter Manhattan below 60th Street during those peak times.
I'll be damned if I'm going to stand around and let the MTA balance their mismanaged, out-of-control budget on the backs of hardworking Jersey families.
Gottheimer says commuters will see an annual bill of at least $2,300 under the plan. Amid the state's drought warning, firefighters are finally getting the upper hand on the massive Jennings Creek wildfire that straddles the New Jersey-New York border. As of their latest update this afternoon, the fire is about 90% contained. Over 2,000 acres have burned on the New Jersey side alone. The cause is under investigation. New Jersey hospitals mostly get good marks in the latest safety report from the Leapfrog Group.
We had 81% of hospitals receive an A or a B grade, which is amazing, and we had no D or Fs.
Annalisa Perez Hutchins with the New Jersey Healthcare Quality Institute says our rate of A grade hospitals, 46%, is fifth best in the country. Governor Murphy's tax return filed jointly with First Lady Tammy Murphy has been publicly released and shows the couple more than doubled their income last year over 2022. The Murphys' adjusted gross income was $1.4 million in 2023, compared with $684,000 the year before and $5.2 million in 2021. The couple was at a 42% tax rate for last year, and two of Murphy's four children were still listed as dependents. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. GM is laying off about 1,000 employees. The automaker announced the cuts today as part of an effort to trim costs and streamline operations due to changing market conditions. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 305 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com, click on demand. What's the high for this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have a breezy night tonight with a moonlit sky. Low temperatures will be within a few degrees of 40. Now, tomorrow's going to be a windy day with a good deal of sunshine. And with that wind around and with it being so dry, the fire threat is going to be high tomorrow. High temperatures up near 60. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 30s and low 40s. And for the day on Sunday, sunshine will mix with some high clouds for the afternoon. High temperatures Sunday up into the low and mid 60s. So certainly a very mild day for the middle of November. And it's going to stay mild into Monday with clouds and some sun. Can't rule out a shower Monday, but it does not look like a lot of rain by any stretch. Nothing that's really going to help our dry streak that much. High temperatures in the mid 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Brian Thompson.
Hackensack 54, New Brunswick 53, Evesham 51. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes. Minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by the Flemington Department Store. Top name furniture, free furniture delivery, and Flemington Department Store is paying your sales tax on most name brand furniture and select Sealy mattresses. Hurry in now and save big. Flemington Department Store. It's worth a trip.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.